This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome in to Businesses in Our Backyard, your East Central Alabama podcast. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we talk to business owners and business leaders in our community. The businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's what shapes us and molds us and helps us to work in an environment that makes things better. And today, I have the distinct pleasure of having not only someone in here that I've known for a long time, a friend of mine, but she's great at what she does, and we wanted to bring her in here. That's Miss Greer Wright Bisignani. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
Tell us, we're glad to have you. Tell us, first of all, let's talk about Greer. Been knowing you a long time, but some folks didn't know that early on you moved away and started a real estate company with Tab, your husband. Tell us about Greer and the family.
Well, I started in the mortgage and real estate business as an owner, partner with my husband. He mostly did the real estate and the mortgage, selling and doing the mortgage business, but I did the back end. I did the business side of things. And for years I had done that. And then I got my real estate license and started my real estate business in Birmingham. And then when we decided to move back to Sylacauga, it was a nice fit to start full time into real estate. And that's what I've been doing. So I have just launched my real estate full time with Realty South. And I'm excited to really get plugged in and help people in this community.
And of course, you moved away to start that company. I know y'all were close to New Orleans. Was it?
We were in Metairie.
Right.
For about 9 years. There. Yes. And we moved to Birmingham in 95, 96. We built a house. Tab's business was in Birmingham. And I was about 27 miles from my door to mother's door.
So. And kids, I know you've got some precious kids.
We do. We have six children. And with those six children, we have three grandchildren and one on the way.
Wow. I know about the grandkids. I love the one I got. But six kids, the first thing I got to ask you is, how'd you do it?
Well, it was fun. It was hectic.
And challenging.
It was very challenging, yes. But we have great kids, and they're all doing really well. All doing really well.
Well, I got to ask you, Realty South, you're working, you have an office out of Chelsea, but you live here in Sylacauga. You can serve really anybody in and around the area, the state. Tell us about Realty South and why Realty South for Greer.
So being that I've been in the business for a while, Realty South has been around a long time, and they have just got a very high caliber of agents. They are known for integrity, professionalism, and they bring a lot of support for agents. And so when I say support, they have services that they can provide to an agent to help them with their business and get their business exposure, the professionalism of Realty South. And being that I knew Birmingham, I wanted to, I know Birmingham's market pretty well. And I'm learning Sylacauga's market like I knew before. And I can still get around and get people to the homes that are available and things. And I just knew that Realty South offered support that I needed and technology that I am very accustomed to as well.
And we'll get into a lot of the things with the mortgage business, but you talked about Realty South. What do you like about being a realtor? I mean, I know you're like me. You love meeting people.
I do. I love meeting people. I love talking to people, listening to what their goals are and dreams are for homes is very important to me. Solving problems. I love doing that. I guess in some way I like to be a fixer. And I do love to educate people. I love to help them walk them through the process. I like to help them to understand the process and take the anxiety out of the process and have someone that can walk alongside them throughout the selling process, as far as from the mortgage, the inspections, the appraisals, the title work that's involved, as well as working with the closing agents and even afterwards with home issues that come up with after the sale as well.
Yeah, those are some things I always ask people, what are some challenges in the job that you do? You just mentioned there's a lot of things that people that have never bought a home. I remember when I bought my first home, I had no idea. We went through an FHA loan, and it was a little different for things you had to do. But that's where a realtor comes in and helps the consumer, because you can educate people on what they have to do for an FHA loan, what you have to do for this or that. I didn't know about the contracts and the things, you know, the time frames and constraints of that. And that's really the challenges of your job, is to educate people, especially first-time home buyers.
Well, I think the key is that a realtor wants to work, have a partner in the mortgage business. And that partner needs to be able to talk to their clients to take the anxiety out of the mortgage process, which helps them to understand what they need to look for in a house. When you go out and start looking for houses and you don't know what you can buy or what you feel comfortable mm-hmm. paying for, it makes it harder to know what you're going to be able to afford. And so you go out looking for a house, and then that's what you love, but that's not what you want to pay for.
Right.
And so it's real important to get the process in order, that you talk to someone in the mortgage field to understand what you can afford, and then go out and start the process of getting houses.
And see, I like that, because not only if you help a married couple, and you help them buy their first home and they love it, and all of a sudden, 5 years down the road, they've got a couple of kids, they've outgrown things, they're going to come back to Greer, because Greer helped us immensely. And you talked about having a partner. I'm sure you love having second and third time people who buy homes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, because you're going to outgrow things.
Absolutely. You are going to, there's a lot of people that do that buy their first home as that starter home, and that then they move up to their forever home.
Yeah.
And then we look at other options to do of investment homes or and then also second homes and so forth. So,
a lot of people buy second homes to move their parents in, you know, if their parents are aging and need help. Well, we are talking with Greer Wright Bisignani today of Realty South. We're going to step aside and take a break here, and we're going to come back with the second half of Businesses in Our Backyard right after this.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. Today, we are talking with Greer Wright Bisignani. And first of all, she is with Realty South, and I want to give her the opportunity. If somebody wants to get in touch with Greer, tell us how they do it.
The best way to go would be just to go to realtysouth.com and then type in for agent my first name, easy, Greer. There's not but one Greer. And that's going to take you to my page. It's going to take you to my website, my email, my phone number. Everything is right there with that simple, realtysouth.com. Now, if you want to reach me, you could call gbisignani at realtysouth.com. You could do all that. But the best and easiest way is just to go to realtysouth.com. And type in Greer. Now, you can also just Google Greer Bisignani, and you can get me there as well. So that's going to take you to my page and information about Greer.
I wanted to get that out there because people, you know, this is a changing world right now. And really in the real estate business right now, Greer, it's kind of scary, especially for young people who may be the first time home buyer that we talked about and everything. And you have actually moved back to Sylacauga Union. You went to Sylacauga High School, just like I did. Graduated with my brother, and I graduated with your brother. Now you've moved back here, and things can be challenging because a community like Sylacauga, new homes are hard to find, aren't they?
They are. They're very hard to find. I actually came back in 2022, and now we've got new subdivisions all around us, but nothing in the city limits of Sylacauga. And I'm hearing that we are we do need that. We do need some new construction in the area, especially for our first-time home buyers. I've got clients now that are looking at homes from, you know, between 100 and 200,000, and there's about 12 for us to look at. And that's houses that are aging, you know, 40, 50 years old.
Yeah. And I'm going to go on top of that by saying, you know, everything like the school system here, I love what Dr. Eller's doing in our school system. And Sylacauga City Schools, one of the better places to have your kids in schools, very safe, very organized. But if you're moving into the area, you've really got to make a grand amount of money to get, because like you're saying, and I'm not, I don't want to scare anybody, but those homes in between $100,000 and $200,000 homes, like I said, they're very minimal.
They are at this time. But now new, you know, people are selling all the time. People are going to continue selling all the time. People are going to be buying all the time. And we have to remember that we were in a, there was not that long ago, we had interest rates at 9%.
I know.
So we got really spoiled with 2% and 3% interest.
Oh, yeah.
But we're right now in the 6% interest realm. And I think things are looking up for the real estate and mortgage market.
That was my next question for you. It's getting a better time to buy or sell now than it was 2-3 years ago.
Well, we've continued to see in Sylacauga, and we have continued to see the price, average price sold, average price listed, going up. That has continued. The selling market may have come down a little bit, where it's not necessarily completely a buyer's market, but it's not as hot as it was back in 2020 for a seller.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, my dad always taught me that if you buy a home and you keep it up, you take care of it, the price of it is normally going to always increase. Do you have any tips for people that might want to sell their home that you could help them with? You know, maybe they don't want to sell for a year or two, but I'm throwing you off base here, but tell me what you do as a realtor to kind of help people get ready to sell a home.
The first thing I would tell a seller that's looking to get ready to put their house on the market is to clean out.
Yeah.
Clean out. And that is hard for people.
Oh,
hard
for me. It'd be terrible for me.
It's hard to do. But it is one of the best ways to get your house ready for to be sold. But also do those maintenance things. Do those things that you've been putting off.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the gutters.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have somebody come in and look at it to see if there's anything that needs to be done and repaired. Because lenders want the house to be in working condition. So you do need to have those things done prior to putting your house on the market, unless you're going to sell it as is. And that's something you can do as well, where you tell the buyers, hey, look, this is it. This is what it's going to be. And you price it that way.
And, of course, then the appraisal has to come, whether it's from the seller or for the buyer. If you're selling a home, you kind of want to have it appraised so that you kind of know. But talk about, there's all kinds of things that people, the first-time buyers, they might not know the ropes. They don't know about an appraisal. They don't know about contracts. So, and that's your job.
Well, it's interesting. Appraisals are done by the mortgage lenders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a seller can get an appraisal, yes, that helps them decide what price you're going to put the house at. And it's good to have that from an appraiser's perspective. It helps you stick with the price, and I do encourage sellers to consider that. It ranges between $400 and $500 depending on the price of the house or the size of the house. But appraisals are done by a lender to make sure that they are not over lending for the property.
Right.
And so appraisals are good to have, but in our market, we've got appraisals that are out there for neighborhoods that now the prices are not, you can't sell the house for that appraisal that you had 3 years ago because the market's
right, it's changed.
Now. The market's changed, correct.
And I'm going to ask you this before we close out. One of the things that we talked about in the very beginning, Realty South, but you have an office in Chelsea, but you live here in Sylacauga, but how far have you gone to help a friend or a family member or something? You can go all across the state, and can't you?
I can. I'm a at large, all of Alabama. I have sold all over the state of Alabama. I've also worked with other agents in other markets as well. And we have a very large referral network for that, which I do believe in. I do believe that I'm not going to necessarily know somebody in about the market in Troy, Alabama.
Right.
But I do have agents in Troy, Alabama that I've worked with and do trust. So I will put you with, you know, I will connect you with another agent that can help you in that market. But I am learning that we actually have the capabilities of seeing properties through our multiple listing service in Atlanta.
Right.
So I have a daughter in Atlanta, and we can certainly look at houses all over Atlanta as well. Same thing with South Alabama.
And see, that helps when you, let's say you've got a young man here with a young family. He's working for a company, and they transfer him to Troy. And he wants to sell his house, and he talks to Greer to help him sell. You can actually help him with that agent in Troy to look for a new house to move to.
That's correct. Absolutely.
So that's what it's all about. And one more time, I want you to tell me how people can get in touch with Greer Wright Bisignani.
The best way is to go to realtysouth.com and type in agent and then put in my name, first name, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. And that'll pull up all my information. You can also Google my name, and that will also bring up my information to get in touch with me.
Well, I got to tell you, this has been fun for me because I've been knowing Miss Greer for a long time, and she is going to be an asset to our community because she does know a lot of people, and she helps. She's like me. She loves talking to people, and she's willing to help. That's the big thing is you want to help people.
I do. I do. I love meeting new people.
Absolutely.
And, helping them meet their dreams and get their mortgage and real estate needs met.
Let her help you with Realty South. It's Greer Wright, Bisignani, and we enjoyed having you today.
Thank you.
And, of course, if you want to, make sure you view this, share it with your friends, give us a 5-star rating. And, of course, we'll be back next week with another episode of Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we'll see you next time right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.